What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic. How about this? A Saturday morning start for us here live from the center as the Philadelphia 76ers get ready to host the Portland Trailblazers. Portland comes to town with a 35-23 record. The 76ers, after their win over the Miami Heat on Thursday, first game back from the break, sitting at 38-21. A great, great game this afternoon, again, live in South Philly. A big deal down here in South Philly today with the Sixers hoops at 1 o'clock, and then hopefully, some Flyers hockey later on this evening, if weather permitting, of course. So, lovely being down here, of course, down at the center, but I have the pleasure of sitting here this morning as we are here at 11 o'clock with the great D Lineham, and I love it. D, 23 games to go, and we get to do a show together.
I know, and we're live in the building. Good morning. Let's just tell the folks, you've already had your tasty cakes. I've had my latte, so we're good to go.
We are ready to roll, and of course, the Sixers and Blazers ready to roll, tip off at 1, so we'll carry you right up to about 12:45. Brian Seltzer will have the pregame coverage starting around 12:50. Tom McGinnis on the game call. Post game with B. Seltz, and then everything gets started with the Flyers coverage, yeah, as well. So, D, looking at this team right now, again, first game back from the All-Star break, no Joel Embiid. First of all, how surprised were you of that notice that we got just in time for no Joel to start off the second half of the season?
You know what, Devon? I had thought that he had looked like he was laboring early in games leading up to that, would always come through in a fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And I had thought it was the back, because when your back is bothering you, that can linger. Mm-hmm. And you just play through it like that. So the fact that it's the knee, I get it. The fact that Brett said that maybe the layoff had contributed and then you're laying him off to help it didn't help the situation.
Right.
But I think the most important thing, because I think he has had a phenomenal year, is that you want him healthy for not this final stretch. You want him healthy in April.
Yeah, because right now this is the real start of the season, but the actual start of the season is in the postseason.
Absolutely.
When they really get going. And they have enough to get by with these 23 games. They should have enough with the team that they have currently constructed, putting it together right now to get by these 23 games.
And the one thing, Devon, defensively, they had not figured out when he left the court how they could still be effective. And obviously you can't replace the rim protection that Joel Embiid gives you,
right?
But your defensive philosophy can make you a good defensive team.
Sure.
So the onus is now on them to figure out who they are defensively when he's not on the floor, because he does go to the bench occasionally to rest.
And I'm glad you brought that up too. The defensive philosophy changes. It's totally different when you have Boban trying to hedge out on a point guard out top like Damian Lillard this afternoon.
Ooh, I hope we don't see a lot of that.
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to hedge him out there. And then to the other point, and this is fun because now we can just geek out here for 2 hours, right? 66 points in the paint.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
The Miami Heat.
I know.
66 points in the paint.
Yeah. And the other thing I think that you're going to see, and Ben brought it up after the game, when they did go to small ball and Ben played the five, he's like, we lose rim protection, but if you're hedging out on one of those guys, you'll like Ben on a Damian Lillard.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll take my chances.
Absolutely. And everybody just rotates, falls right back wherever they right need to be. Mike Scott. And off the top of my head, Mike Scott, Ben Simmons, James Ennis, Jonathan Simmons.
And Ben. Yep.
Yeah.
It was those four. I remember I was on Twitter. I'm like, this is not working out very well.
But I like the idea, though.
I do, too. But the only thing I would prefer, and I think you can still do it, two of the starting five should always be on the court.
Uh-huh.
Tobias, Jimmy, Ben,
JJ.
And JJ. Right. The four of them.
Yeah.
I don't think Ben had to be by himself with the other four. And there's a lot of newness with that four. That's too much.
Yeah, that's three new guys who don't know each other, plus Ben being who he is and being out there on the floor. So you're absolutely right. And when you look at, and I pointed this out after the game, that's when Ben scored 8 straight. And got fouled, missed a free throw, but he scored 8 straight, because where else would the scoring going to come from unless he generated it by passing the basketball or scoring it himself?
I'm glad you brought up the free throws just for a minute. It's very frustrating for me when you see a guy like a Boban who can step to the line and make a free throw with this. And we talk about
hands.
The hands.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
We're talking about the huge hands.
Yes.
And he shoots high 70s.
Yep.
And we can't get this guy over 60.
And I'm asking for 70. I'm greedy.
No, no. I'm just trying to get him over 60 at some point in this season.
A steady 60, not 63 like, and then dip the next game.
No, no. I mean, on the season. I know. Still at 58. It's terrible.
I know. D-Line, I'm Devon Gibbons. We're live from the center ahead of the Sixers Trailblazers game. 1 o'clock tip right here on the Fanatic. We do want to open the phone lines right now since we have an abbreviated show. 610-632-0975. The team, of course, 38-21. Big game against the 35-23 Portland Trailblazers, who last played Thursday in Brooklyn, beating Brooklyn 113-99. Yusuf Nurkic had a nice game that day. You know what you're going to get from CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard. So they are at pretty much full strength with their stars. But again, the Sixers have enough, we would think. And this helps out with Brett deciding how he wants to now play certain guys. Can he implement a different style of play offensively to give Embiid a bit of a break from time to time when he is on the floor to implement maybe some ISO situations, some pick and roll situations for Tobias or Jimmy Butler?
Well, and one of the things we are learning in this time, not even before, Jimmy Butler and Tobias both like to create their own shots.
And I have no problem.
Right, I haven't either. And I did say when they made these trades, we may only see, and maybe not even one, that Ben Simmons' triple doubles this year, they're probably done because the ball is in everybody's hands. And even statistically, since the trade deadline, which is only now six games, he's gone from 8+ to 5, which is fine.
Yeah.
Because as long as you still, as a group, are getting assists, but the way they get their buckets is creating for themselves.
Yeah, and I also look at it with him where it'll now step up for him because once everybody gets used to one another and the ball starts to snap the way it snaps around the court, and a lot of time it will still be him passing the basketball, his assist numbers will steadily stay where they are, pretty much right around that 7-8 range,
maybe,
somewhere around there. But you're right, they're good in the dip because everybody's touching the basketball.
And it's nice to have multiple ball handlers out there, to not have it all on one guy.
D, the first game where Tobias Harris got in there, got the rebound, and Ben is looking for the outlet pass, like, come on, let's go. Tobias is like, no, fill that lane, run, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now you have another weapon on filling that lane.
Hey, I can run this break.
Exactly.
I can run it.
As much as I love Robert Covington, it's not Robert Covington filling that lane on the right side. It's now Ben Simmons filling that lane on the right side with Tobias Harris in the middle of the floor.
And we should give Tobias kudos for his fourth quarter the other night because that game was hanging in the balance.
Yes,
and
it was.
They needed somebody to step it up. And I think he had 11 of his 23 in the fourth.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
yep. And he hit his two threes and he struggled earlier in the game. He was, 3 of 7, I believe he was. And he hit those two big ones in the fourth quarter to help secure that win over the Miami Heat.
And I've only obviously heard him speak now. When he first came to town, yes. But there's something very likable about listening to him speak. And I love his friendship with Boban. I mean, nobody could have been more happy for that guy's 19 and 12 than Tobias the other night.
And that goes back to their Detroit days.
I know.
In L.A. and now here in
Can you imagine being traded with the same guy twice? I don't think that happens very often.
It should be in their contract if it happens again.
Exactly.
Or when Tobias Harris maybe signs a deal, an extension this offseason, you have to keep Boban in town.
I got news for you. That could be like one of the little hidden gems of the moves that Elton made, having Marjanovic. Because I think this guy, first of all, he can play. And second of all, you needed to upgrade the backup to Joel's situation.
Okay.
And even Brett Brown admitted it the other day. Like, that was on the radar.
Yeah.
Not this guy in particular, but how can we upgrade behind him?
When we had Elton Brand on Sixes and 60, Brian Seltzer and I, he pointed it out. That was not by accident that Boban was in that deal.
Sure.
Same thing for Mike Scott with the physicality going into the postseason, the experience that he has with the Atlanta Hawks, deep Eastern Conference run when Elton was still a player on that team. They were on their radar for a very good reason.
And by the way, the fact that all these guys, somehow it all comes back always to San Antonio connections because Budenholzer had Mike Scott in Atlanta.
Yep.
We had Simmons was with Pop.
Yep.
Boban, help me out.
San Antonio.
San Antonio, right. It was another Pop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. They gave him the first deal.
Yes, they did.
The 1.2.
Yeah.
So it's you trust the people that you have worked with, that they and you know that their talent or their history of eyeing talent has been spot on.
Sure.
So go pick from them.
Yeah, absolutely. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm Devon Givens, live from the center. Sixers Blazers here today at 1 o'clock. Hopefully we'll have some news, some good news for you Flyers related later on to make sure the game is still going to be played.
Yeah, right now, hold that rain off. That's what people need to be.
That's all.
Hold that rain off.
Just bring it on tomorrow, but not tonight.
Yeah.
Bring it on tomorrow or after the game.
I got to tell you, the stadium looks really cool.
Yeah.
It looks really cool.
Yeah, the setup outside in the parking lot looks really cool with the interaction with the fans and all. It should be a good time.
Yeah.
Should be a good time. Hopefully they're able to get it in.
I hope.
Yeah, let's hope. Let's hope. Well, listen.
That's a lot of work that people put in.
I know.
I feel for people when they do that.
I know.
But what do you, and you know what? It's a game that should be played outside. Like, I love the thought of hockey being outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where it starts.
Sure.
But, you know, Mother Nature.
Especially in the Northeast, right?
Yeah.
Especially in the Northeast.
And the weather we've had this winter, come on.
I know.
It's been up and down.
I know. Dee, I want to ask you this to start things off. Last night when I was doing the show, with 23 games remaining, after beating the Miami Heat 38-21 now in the season, we know they're going to be in postseason. It's just a matter of where in that top five. Mm-hmm. I expect Indiana to fall off a little bit simply because Victor Oladipo does mean that much to them.
Mm-hmm.
Nate McMillan has done a great job. Nice pickup with Wesley Matthews adding to that team. Good team, but they're a different team with Victor Oladipo, so I expect them to fall back. So my four, of course, are the Sixers, Celtics, Bucks, and the Raptors in the top four. I'm sure a lot of people have already agreed with that. Now, when you look at where they need to be, third place last year, home court advantage, facing Boston in the second round in the semis, we know how that went. If you look at 38-21 now, 23 games left, the question I was asking people last night, what should their win total be to get to a specific seeding number, 52 last year, get to a specific seeding number where now we're looking at an Eastern Conference semis that features Sixers, Celtics, Bucks, Raptors, and as we know, the Sixers believe, with the moves that they've made, they need to advance at least to the Eastern Conference Finals. So, if you look at where they are right now, again, all of that I just said, where do you expect them to be by at the end of April 10th, after beating the Chicago Bulls, last game of the regular season here in Philadelphia at the center? Where are you expecting them to be seeding-wise, and who do you expect to step up personnel-wise, not just players, in order for them to do what they need to do heading into the postseason?
We'll give EB a break because he did his part.
Unless you want Carmelo Anthony or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I looked at that buyout list, and I
exactly.
There's nobody on it that I'm interested
okay.
in right now. All right, so I will say this. You have to have home court for sure. Third would be ideal. I think two is difficult to get to. You're dropping too far back. I think you're 5.5 today.
Sure.
That's a lot. I mean, people say, well, you have 23 games. To make up 5.5 in 23, you and I both know,
mm-hmm.
you're asking somebody else is really falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
So third is ideal because you think it's going to be 4-5 would be Sixers Celtics, and that looks dangerous. The only thing I do say about the be careful what you wish for. Right now, like a 3-6 would be if they were
Brooklyn,
right?
Yep.
And a team that I think we can't really figure out how have they gotten good, right?
Mm-hmm.
How have they gotten good?
Starts with Kenny Atkinson.
Right. No, exactly. Right.
Right.
But and people would say, well, who do they have? Well, let's, you know.
They have a good coach.
Yeah,
that's who they have.
Exactly. And the only thing about Indiana that I would be, they will play you physical.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. This group would have to be prepared for that. I think over a 7-game series in both of those situations, of course, your talent says you should win that in either one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So three is where I expect that they will get to. The only thing that would make that a lower number would be if Joel is out longer. And then, you know, when you go out on the road a little bit, I'm still not convinced of them on the road. They're 14-14 right now. A lot of obviously, Milwaukee and Toronto mm-hmm. are good road teams.
Yes.
Really good road
yes.
teams. Milwaukee's about to get tested. They have 8 of 10 on the road coming up right now. but they've been good on the road to this point. Mm-hmm. And defensively, they don't seem to drop off when they go away from their building.
Yeah, they do not. And the Sixers again, 14-14. Sixers here at home, 24-7, I believe is the number off the top of my head. 24-7.
Sure. Because you have 21, yeah.
Yeah, so they do their part here as well. 2-1 on the season series, 2 wins in Indiana against the Pacers, 1 loss here in Philadelphia, if I have that one right. And 3-0 against the Boston Celtics. Well, 0-3 against the Boston Celtics with one more remaining. And we know the one win that they have against Toronto, Kawhi Leonard, was not on the floor.
Correct.
So they're...
And the thing I say, like people would say, well, you don't want to be 4 because then in the second round you're going to play Milwaukee. You know what? I wouldn't worry about who you're playing in the second round. Take care of yourself to get out of the first round.
Yeah.
Because Milwaukee or Toronto, if that goes as planned, is going to be a tough challenge anyhow.
Mm-hmm. And people were talking about avoiding Boston because of the success that the Celtics and Brad Stevens have had against Brett Brown and the Sixers. I'm like, okay, if that's the case, then let's not see them into the Eastern Conference Finals. So you do your part, you get there,
right,
and you'll meet then, and that will be a fun series. So if you do look at it like that, and I agree with you, they have to be in the 3 seed, not the 4 seed.
Yeah, that's to me.
Who do you feel like needs to step up?
So let's think about what does stepping up mean?
Mm-hmm. Because they've all had all-star yeah, caliber level seasons.
Sure.
You can say that. Even J.J. Redick with the career numbers that he is putting up again. Brett Brown has done a nice job. He now has a different job in trying to implement all of the talent together and making sure that they do what they need to do by moving on and, again, having success throughout the rest of the year and in the postseason. They have a lot of stuff to do. And you can look at a lot of different ways with players that need to step up.
It is true. I guess I go back to, and I group them as the bench, minus TJ McConnell.
Love it. Love it.
The bench the other night, minus TJ, because I have to say that. This guy has been nothing but solid, strong, and then some, especially since the trade deadline. Yep. I mean, I know for those first 4 games, the guy missed one shot in the 4 games before the All-Star break, mm-hmm, after the trade. Mm-hmm. One shot. Mm-hmm. So,
and you know where the shot is coming from, you still can't stop it.
Exactly.
Line extended.
Exactly. And he's a pest defensively. So, but the other night, the rest of them were a minus 28 combined, which is not a good number. Now, part of that can be because they are all new. But I would like to see, and I don't think in the postseason that you're going to go 9 deep. I just don't see it. I mean, you could for a couple of minutes.
Right.
But
I think it's situational.
Yeah. The one mm-hmm thing I haven't seen, and maybe you know better than me, Ennis as a perimeter defender, I don't see it yet. Now, Houston defensively this year isn't who they were a year ago. And if he was their perimeter stopper, I'm not sold that that means much.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Right? That could be average.
Yeah.
So the Jonathan Simmons, I see better perimeter defense-wide just in the short time he's been here.
Right.
I'll tell you who they really could use from a perimeter defensive standpoint.
Who's that?
Zaire.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to, but I'm just telling you that in practice, the one thing they like about this guy already is his length on defending the perimeter.
Yeah. Yeah, and that certainly
would have helped your situation.
Yeah, it would have. And I'll give you a couple examples. Like last night, Tobias Harris was a name that came up a few times because of
doing more than he's done.
Doing more than he's done, and can he do it on the playoff stage? When he played for the Detroit Pistons a couple of years back, when they made it to the postseason, he averaged, I believe, 14.5 points, close to 8 rebounds. In the 4 games that they played, they got swept, and they were a lower seed. So, of course, that was to be expected. But seeing him in the postseason versus in the regular season, we expect this. Will he be able to step up, and will he consistently be able to give you maybe not 23? I think he's averaging 17, 18 points with the Sixers since he's been here in these games. Can he sustain that offensively? And then defensively, even though that's not his specialty,
right,
the way they like to play defense, the length that you're talking about from Zaire Smith, while he's better at it, they need Tobias Harris's length on the perimeter when they switch every single thing on the perimeter.
Every single thing. I will say this. I would believe in him being able to maintain, like you say, 14 and 8.
The output?
Yeah, 14. Yeah. That, and a lot of that's going to be how many field goal attempts do you get, right? Because if a matchup is such that maybe JJ's getting, you know, handoffs left and right because they're just not stopping him, then maybe he gets fewer field goal attempts in a postseason. I think a lot of it is individual matchups. But he doesn't look like a guy who gets nervous. I don't know. There's just something about his demeanor. We'll wait and see.
Yeah.
I mean, I can guarantee you he'll go to the glass.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with that one. I would say this, because his three-point shooting, he was 0 for 6 in that one game.
Yes.
That would maybe...
That the Boston game?
Was the Boston game. But I think some of that is spacing, and these 23 games mean a lot to the new guys in terms of knowing your spacing.
Yeah, and that's where I would probably lean more towards the head coach. And not because he hasn't done well, but because of the impact that he now has to have with putting everything together. They can score.
How do you
now spread the scoring around? How do you keep everyone happy? How do you keep everyone involved? And Elton Brand talked about sacrifice and everybody. Winning helps everything. And when Jimmy has a night where he goes only 13 points, right? Jimmy Butler has 13 points, and one night he might erupt for 28. We've seen it. We know it. But is he going to remain happy with that? Just because they're winning. You guys want to be able to contribute in a certain way by scoring the basketball. And yes, Tobias Harris, you said he's going to go to the glass. Joel Embiid out. He and Boban double figures in rebounds, right? So Tobias Harris,
they were available.
Exactly. We haven't seen that. So that was a good sign. But Brett has to put everything together to keep these guys engaged in the offense. We know everyone is going to touch the ball. But when are you going to say, all right, we need to get Tobias in this one-on-one situation, or we need to get Jimmy Butler in this pick-and-roll situation and keep, again, everyone happy every time down the floor. And Ben, because Ben doesn't have the ball, that means he's in that dunker's position, and he's roaming the baseline, cutting hard to the basket, trying to pin guys down underneath. He's going to want to score as well at some point.
Yeah. No, In the next week, he will score.
Yes, 21 the other night against Miami.
Because
19 shot attempts.
With Joe out, that's a given. Yeah. I think I would be more concerned, and you can't really prepare for it or know what it'll look like. What is your half-court offense going to be? Because in the postseason, it all slows down. Right now, this is a team that gets out, and they run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had 19 fast break points the other night, but they're pushing the pace. That's who they were last year, too. And then all of a sudden... It used to happen to the Phoenix Suns all the time.
Yep.
Those great...
The 7 seconds of left teams. Yeah. Yep.
And then they get to the postseason and, you know, it becomes a different game. So I just want them mentally to be prepared. And I would break down that film of when you were in half-court sets. Study them. Make sure people see. What is your spacing? How was it executed? Not trying to slow the game down, but like let's really know what we're doing in the half court set.
Yeah, and you have a lot of people who now get involved offensively in that half court because things will in fact slow down. 610-632-0975. I see we have people on hold already. We're going to take this quick break. Come right back, Dean. We'll start with you. D-line of Devon Givens live from the center ahead of Sixers Blazers. A 1 o'clock tip. It's going to be a great game. Sixers at 38-21, fourth spot in the Eastern Conference right now in front of the Boston Celtics. The Portland Trailblazers 35-23 after their win over the Brooklyn Nets on Thursday as well. So we'll get to your phone calls on the other side. 610-632-0975. How are you feeling about this team right now? Who needs to step up with Joel Embiid out right here on the Fanatic?
97.5, The Fanatic.
Additional offers on select models with approved credit. 24 month lease on Core Acadia, $24.95 due at signing. 1500 GM competitive lease renewal with qualified event ends 2/28/19. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
Held over through month end, Frank Kerbeck issues presidential savings on over 250 Buicks and GMCs. Reduced up to 33% off MSRP. 0% financing up to 72 months on most Buick models. Lease new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $129 per month. Lease 2019 GMC 7-passenger Acadia. $199 per month. Experience the new Buick. GMC. We are professional grade. Buicks and GMCs reduced up to 33% off MSRP. 0% up to 72 months. Buick Encore. $129 a month. GMC Acadia. $199 a month. Held over through month end at FC Kerbeck Buick GMC. .com.
Come join us.
Help us out now.
The sound you've always known. Yeah. Music that's endured the test of time. Live. Creedence Clearwater Revival legend Stu Cook and Doug Cosmo Clifford. Yeah. Together, they're Creedence Clearwater Revisited. Friday, March 8th, 8 p.m., Excite Center at Parks Casino. Tickets on sale now at parkscasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Creedence Clearwater Revisited.
What a night. Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Sports betting is here, now at Parks Casino and the South Philadelphia Turf Club. We'll have all your favorite ways to bet. Spread, money line, totals, props, parlays, and teasers. Bet on all your favorite college and professional teams, NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, NCAA, and more. Plus, use your mobile bet slip builder to see Parks' real-time sports odds from anywhere. More action than ever at Pennsylvania's number one casino with all new sports betting. Parks Casino, bet with the best. Street Road Exit on 595 of the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't gonna cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour, so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
The Delaware Bluecoats have arrived in Wilmington. The all-new 76ers Fieldhouse is now open for fast-paced and high-flying NBA G League basketball. Group packages start at just $10 a ticket and include access to unparalleled fan experiences like high-five tunnels, captain's huddle, and post-game free throws. Book your group outing today. More information at Sixers.com/Bluecoats. That's Sixers.com/Bluecoats. Join the revolution today.
New appliances can do wonders for a kitchen. Right now at the Home Depot, they'll also do wonders for a kitchen budget with up to 30% off appliance special buys. Like the 4-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite. Over 2,000 off a fridge, gas range, microwave, dishwasher. All at once, just in time for dinner. Up to 30% off appliance special buys now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through February 27th.
You sports bettors are our people. We know you're debating tourney seeds, spring training rosters, and especially who's cutting down the nets. Now's the time to get in on the action with William Hill, America's number one sports book. We've been taking bets for over 85 years. So this spring, download the William Hill app or go to WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Let me tell you about the uncles! Ram Truck Month is on a family crusher Dodge Jeep Ram right now. Save thousands on your new favorite winter-ready Jeep 4x4s, Ram Trucks, and family you choose. Drive home a new Jeep or Ram Truck for $159 down or $159 a month. Your choice. Only at family. You get oil changes, safe inspection, and a loaner car at no charge. And with the uncles, your buying experience is always fun, fast, friendly, the best service. After the sale, they care about you. After the uncles, they care. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Family owned and operated for three generations during Ram Truck Month. Because at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. Ask the uncles, your family, in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Online anytime, familyautos.com. See dealer for details.
A $304 million Powerball win means you might be faced with some tough decisions, like which of the 10 luxury cars in your garage will you drive each day? So take a chance, because anything can happen in Jersey.
Sports Talk for Clayton and all of Gloucester County.
97.5. The Fanatic.
11:29, 97.5, the Fanatic D-line. I'm Devon Givens live from the center. Sixers, Blazers, tip-off at 1 o'clock. Brian Seltzer with the pregame covers starting around 12:50. Tom McGinnis on the game call. You'll want to tune into this one. It's going to be a fun one with Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum in town. I love Damian Lillard. D is probably, outside of, you know, just enjoying what the Sixers do, arguably my favorite player to watch around the league. And I know about the Warriors, and people know how much I love Kevin Durant. Damian Lillard, though, he gets it done.
And he's had some really good numbers against the Sixers.
Yes. So have plenty of guards.
Yeah.
So imagine how this afternoon might be.
His against the Sixers the last four, because, you know, they only meet twice a year. It's 34.5.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
So you're right. But the guard play against the Sixers has been a bit of an issue.
In the first matchup against these two teams when the Sixers were on that road trip, CJ McCollum was the one who went nuts.
Went crazy. And there was no Embiid in that one either.
Yep.
Yep.
So this should be a fun one. It is a rematch game for the Sixers. You never know. Of course, first of all, win totals are just important, period, because we're talking about the seeding and we're talking about the Eastern Conference playoffs and where you are. You never know what team you might meet down the line, what happens with Golden State. Could Portland just elevate themselves to go on some crazy historic run and get to the NBA Finals? You want to make sure you beat teams like the Portland Trailblazers who are good and don't have some sort of hold over you later on if you do meet.
Sure, and keep in mind, Portland, similar, if people are disappointed in what the Sixers did against Boston or didn't do against Boston last year in the playoffs. Portland got bounced and weren't supposed to by the Pelicans last year in the playoffs.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They
swept.
Yeah, right. And that wasn't supposed to happen.
No.
So they have their own redemption going forward mm-hmm. into this postseason.
Yeah.
And it's ironic because they're in their fourth seed in the Western Conference, and they would play Houston in the first round if that happened today. So you're going to see two teams that have a lot that they're playing for and both trying to work out new rosters because both of them made acquisitions at the trade deadline.
And then those acquisitions are Enes Kanter at the buyout period, Rodney Hood via trade. So I like both of those pickups for the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. And we know the Sixers moves adding five players, and hopefully things work out for them as well. 610-632-0975. If you're on your way down here to the center and you want to stop by and say hello to D. Lineham, we are by section 105-106 at P.J. Wheelahan's, all right? 105-106 at P.J. Wheelahan's, so we're over here. Come through, stop by, say what's up. 610-632-0975. Let's start things off on the phones with Dean in Mount Airy. Dean, thanks so much, man. You're on the Fanatic.
What's up, Devon and Dean? Two of my favorite basketball minds.
Thanks, Dean.
Yeah. Hey, here's my thing is you gotta stop the ball with Damian Lillard and kind of try to cut off CJ McCollum's pass, the passes to him, because once they get in the rhythm, that's when they start picking up. You can't allow them to pick up a rhythm.
No, Dean, you can't allow that with any basketball player, of course, getting into a rhythm. But these guys in particular,
exactly.
Once they start to feel good, they see the ball go through the hoop, whether it be a layup, free throw, or a jump shot, that's when they really start to get in a nice groove, and it could be dangerous
right.
for you this afternoon.
And that's why I say, because Damian, if he gets into a thing where he starts shooting, coming down the court and then shooting, or throwing the assist and getting somebody else to shoot, You don't want to run into that problem, you know what I mean?
No, and then you also have to factor in Yusuf Nurkic, where he also can play well. And yes, there's Boban out there, but there's no Embiid. I mean, listen,
right.
the double-double that Boban gave you the other day is great. All right, come back out here, and let's see you do it again. And you have a better offensive center to this afternoon than you did against Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think you'll get a little more resistance than what Whiteside gave.
You asked the question, though. I'm sorry.
Go for it.
Jimmy do have to be a little bit more consistent because he draws a double team. He can draw a double team, so you know there's a guy open all the time. And a guy that I want to see come off the bench to do better is Mike Scott.
Yeah, Mike Scott is a good one. Thanks for the call, Dean.
Mike Scott to me is the most physical of the guys that you've added in coming off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking
sure,
about Tobias.
Sure.
And I would agree. I don't know that we've seen enough of his game. Like, what is he bringing to the table offensively? I'm not sure yet.
Yeah. Well, I think with Mike Scott, it's more of the catch-and-shoot three-pointer variety and from time to time something with the back-to-the-basket type of game from Mike Scott. So far, he hasn't hit from the perimeter. I think it'll come because he does get good looks. And as you pointed out, it's just a matter of who he's on the floor with. If Brett is staggering those minutes where you have at least two starters at all times,
it would certainly help.
It'll help out because it's not on him. And we saw that lineup with Ben and Scott and Enes and Simmons and whoever the fifth one was. It just...
I think it was Jonah.
Was it Jonah? Yeah, it was Bolden. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it was
right.
Bolden.
Right.
And in that situation, he's the only guy you had to worry about on the perimeter to make a shot.
Yes.
So, of course, your guy stayed with you.
Right, absolutely. So, I agree. And this Yusuf Nurkic thing, he's skilled offensively. Offensively. And Hassan Whiteside, as you said, no resistance the other night. So, you can expect something totally different offensively from Nurkic today against Boban. Now, Boban is big and he can defend well because of his length and all. But Nurkic is an elite scorer at that five spot. He can get it done.
Can you believe that he was in Denver also? They
yes.
had to move him.
Yes.
They had to move him.
Yes.
Because, I mean, this now you're seeing that he was skilled. And, that's a tough situation to have if you're the Nuggets, but you couldn't play them both.
And you saw it, but I didn't know that Jokic would turn out to be what he is, because remember early on we saw Nurkic getting it done
exactly.
first, and it wasn't even Jokic yet. And
well,
now look at
good,
it.
Good for them that they knew
they
in the gym
the right
who
one.
Was the better one, right?
Absolutely.
Because this guy, you're going to like him. He's really good, but he ain't the Joker.
No, not at all. Not at all. But he can get it done, so Boban will have his hands full this afternoon. 610-632-0975. D-line him. Devon Givens live here at the center, section 105-106. By P.J. Willihans. Come on by and say what's up. Earl and Cherry Hill is next on the Fanatic. What's up, E?
Good morning. Great stuff. Got D and Devon.
Oh, good stuff, man. I love working with D. This is fantastic.
That's awesome. Boban, of course, has to step up. And then Jonah Bolden got to step up.
We were talking about Jonan before the show, how he kind of fell out of Brett's rotation, and Brett kept saying, I'm not going to let that happen, and yet it was happening. And I thought, if you don't know what you want to do small ball-wise, you better keep him in your rotation. If you decide you want to do small ball and play Ben at the five, then Jonah goes to the bench and is going to be a guy who watches. But if you need him for small ball situations, you got to get him some minutes.
Yeah, we know who has to step up, the crown jewel, to win it all. He's got to be dominant on both sides of the floor, or they're not going to win it, unfortunately.
That is true. He will have to be dominant.
He's the guy. Moses, we can go right down the line.
No, he
isn't. Hear the game, guys.
You got it. E, thanks for the call, man. He has to be healthy in order for you to do that.
I have a number for you.
Okay.
His 8 3-point attempts against Boston, which tied his season high, and he only made two, but that part didn't bother me. The 8 is too high for me. In the postseason, if I see him shooting above 4 in a game, I would put money that you're not winning.
Yeah, 3 to 4 is always my number with him, and in that particular game, he let them off the hook.
Exactly.
He let them off the hook because the 8 only came because, number one, he felt like he had to get them back into a better rhythm, so he took what was there. It was there for a reason. Because they don't want you on a block dominating Al Horford the way you did, getting them in foul trouble. Don't bail them out. Do what you need to do on the block. And here's the other thing with that. I know a lot of people say, well, Brett has to make sure he gets in his shorts and yells at him. I want my point guard, too, directing things. Yo, get down there on the block. This is what we're doing. Brett, I'll deal with you in the timeout when we get over there.
Yeah.
Bro, I see something here. He has something going against Al Horford, even though Horford plays him well. If you can get him in that foul trouble, Al Horford, if you can get those baskets there, if you can get to the free throw line, will also help. You let him off the hook.
Yeah, he let Al dictate. And my thing is, as a point guard, you don't have to hit him as a trailer in a transition three. You don't have to.
No, you don't have to.
Like, if you don't give it up right away, he's going to get to the block.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to just be standing there. And if he is, then he looks like he's tired and you got to get him out.
Yeah, and the ball fake works, and I love it when he's able to get the guys to fly at him, Joel, and that birdie's flying by because it's a great ball fake. Al Horford has seen it a bunch now.
Yeah, he doesn't fall for it.
He doesn't fall for that. Yeah. It's not working.
Anyhow, I just had to see what your number was. 3-4 is good for
3-4 has always been my number, D, and that 8, it was just so frustrating again because he let them off the hook. As you said, Al Horford dictated things for them that evening, and it didn't have to be, and they were right there in that game. They could have had that one in that 8. Eight 3-point is way too much.
How far that would have gone from a mental standpoint, not just for the team, for the city.
I know. 610-632-0975. I also want to dive in a little bit, too, with Ben Simmons at the 5, as you pointed out. It doesn't have to necessarily be that lineup. It could be something with Tobias Harris and
Absolutely.
Jimmy Butler out there on the floor. But I do want to ask you about that. 610-632-0975. We are live at the center right here until right around 12:45. Brian Seltzer again with the pregame coverage. Right by PJ Willihans at 105-106. D-line him, Devon Givens, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Do you have diabetes? Millions of Americans do. And what they don't know is that even if you have diabetes, you can get up to $500,000 of quality life insurance from top-rated companies with no medical exam at great rates. That's right, no medical exam. Call now, 1-800-254-9567, or visit us online at fastlife.life. It's Fast Life, the revolutionary new way to buy life insurance. It's quick, easy, and fast. And there's no medical exam. Call Fast Life today, 1-800-254-9567, or visit us online at fastlife.life. No matter what your health or wealth, protecting the people you love is important. And for millions of people with diabetes, it's the number one reason for purchasing life insurance. Call now, 1-800-254-9567, or visit fastlife.life for your free, no obligation quote. Call Fast Life, 1-800-254-9567, or visit us online at fastlife.life.
Do you want another truck or a truck like no other? How about deals on that truck during Ram Truck Month? A truck with an available touchscreen that stretches an entire foot. A truck that has capabilities that don't exist in any other truck in its class, like available air suspension. Heck, Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year truck. Do you want a truck that's not only about towing and hauling and payload capability, but a truck that stretches every ability?
I'm a champion!
It's the all-new Ram 1500. Come in now during Ram Truck Month for deals like no other. Now, while qualified returning FCA lessees, get a low mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $199 a month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Class based on light duty pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease through Ally Financial. Current lease must end by 3-2-20. 20 cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 2-28.
And it all comes down to this. He shoots and he scores!
Blue Chew wants you to get in the game. That's why you can now get the same active ingredients in Viagra and Cialis without a trip to the doctor or the pharmacy. Blue Chew chewables can work up to twice as fast because sometimes high sticking is a good thing. Visit BlueChew.com and use the promo code GO to get your first order free. Just pay $5 shipping. Go to BlueChew.com and be the MVP.
He shoots and he scores.
You sports bettors are our people. We know you're debating tourney seats, spring training rosters, and especially who's cutting down the nets. Now's the time to get in on the action with William Hill, America's number one sports book. We've been taking bets for over 85 years. So this spring, download the William Hill app or go to WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available on our network.
When it's cold outside, it's time to play inside. This Friday through Sunday, save hundreds on the best in-game room furniture and decor at the annual store-wide sale at Royal Billiard and Recreation. Everything's discounted. Game tables, pool and shuffleboard tables, hot tubs by Nordic, bars, kitchen and bar stools, darts and more. All on sale. Royal Billiard and Recreation, your ultimate game room store for over 35 years. Don't miss the huge savings this weekend. Visit RoyalBilliard.com for details. RoyalBilliard.com.
Low prices just got lower with hundreds of rollbacks at Walmart. If you've been putting off buying that 4K Ultra HD TV, those new Goodyear tires, or the latest smartphone, now's the time to shop. Because Walmart has all that and more on rollback. Just visit your local Walmart or Walmart.com.
Kim McManus plays on one station in Philly, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Yeah, 11:45, 97.5, The Fanatic, D-Line of Devon Givens, live from the center. Sixers, Blazers, 1 o'clock tip right here on The Fanatic. Brian Seltzer will have the pregame coverage starting at right around 12:50 right here on The Fanatic. Tom McGinnis on the game call. If you want to hit us up on the phones, 610-632-0975. If you're on your way down here to the game, we are broadcasting live at PJ Wheelahan's, right by section 105-106. D-Line, I'm Devon Givens here on The Fanatic. Again, 610-632-0975. We're talking Sixers, getting you ready for the game this afternoon. Big one against the Portland Trail Blazers. Sixers again, no Joel Embiid, out until probably around Thursday when they take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. We shall see, but they did say approximately a week, and some load management, left knee soreness. They're taking care of him, making sure he's cool. But, hey, people love Boban, so it's all good, D.
Did you just say OKC?
OKC.
Did you see Paul George last night?
I did.
Did you see him split those two Ingles and Rubio
and get a high teardrop.
Oh, my God.
First of all, look.
45 from him, 43 from Russ.
That was amazing.
Double OT.
That was amazing.
And a victory on that shot.
Now, listen, D, you know me. I know you. Paul George is one of my favorite players. When we were talking this stuff since 2 years ago, when they were leaving Indiana and Chicago, George and Butler, respectively, it was always, yeah, give me Paul George. He fits seamlessly.
Wow.
So you look, it's a souped-up version of Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
souped-up version.
I didn't think he would stay in OKC.
Neither did I.
And I love him. I didn't see this year in him. I mean, in fairness, he deserves to be in that MVP conversation.
Oh, D, he's third.
Yeah.
He's probably third behind Harden and Giannis.
And the way, yeah, exactly. Harden, though.
I know, but you can't ignore it.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I hope it's not him. He got his.
Did you see, there was a, Steph Curry was mic'd up during All-Star. Did you see this?
Yes.
He's talking to, was it Mike Malone? No, it wasn't Mike Malone. Who was the coach of the West?
Mike Malone.
He was talking to Mike Malone?
Yeah.
All right, he was talking to Mike Malone about how he and James Harden were having a conversation. And everybody, not everybody, but some players, his peers, are a little ticked off at how he gets the calls, no calls with the travel, and how he's playing the game. They all believe he's phenomenal in what he does. However, the treatment that he gets is a little unfair. So some people are criticizing James Harden with the style of play, scoring all these points, which is great. Non-assisted points for him.
How about that?
Right? Which is crazy.
That is crazy.
But apparently, Steph Curry says, James Harden said, I don't want to play like that.
It's a necessity.
I have to play like this.
I remember.
And
that.
We know Paul George is not, Chris Paul is not there right now. So all of it falls on him, James Harden.
Yeah.
Now you're relying on P.J. Tucker, Austin Rivers, no Clint Capella, no Trevor Ariza, all of these guys that helped him.
And in fairness, for him to sustain this kind of scoring the way he has, I understand if he wins it, it's definitely warranted.
Yeah, but at least he acknowledges it.
Absolutely.
This is true that Steph Curry says this, he acknowledges this, and he knows he can't get it done. And when the postseason comes, and he is fatigued, you know why. You know why.
Well, D'Antoni's saying, get me as high a seat as I possibly can, and then I'll give you a little bit of a break.
Yeah, all right. Let's go Houston at 2, Lakers at 7. Let's see how that runs.
Oh, my.
Not good.
Oh, my.
Because LeBron said he's in playoff mode. So there's that. 610. We've seen that. 610-632-0975. Chris in Newark joins us next on The Fanatic. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
All right, Chris is not ready, so we have a backup, Chris D, so I'm not even worried about that right there. We go to Upper Darby and check in with Chris.
It's like
next.
Going to Boban.
Oh, it's easy.
Yeah,
it's easy.
Put him right in the starting lineup.
Right in the starting lineup. Chris, what's happening?
What's up, guys? My two favorite basketball people on the channel.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I agree with you guys with the Embiid thing. My number's 2 to 3 rebounds because if he's going to miss it, it's
3-point attempts, you mean?
Yeah, 3 points. It's almost like a, it's almost like a turnover because, like, you know, when he misses it, you know, every team almost gets like a fast break almost.
It's always and a long rebound.
A long rebound, right?
And what he has to be the one to step up because the biggest problem with the Sixers are the turnovers, especially with Embiid, because most of his turnovers are live ball turnovers where the other team's fast breaking off of it. Ben Simmons works with Ben Simmons. He has to work on it too, but some of his are like dead ball turnovers where he's stolen the ball out of bounds or stuff like that. But Embiid, his turnovers are coming from lazy passes or not catching the ball or just
or the lack of recognition of the double team coming and he's trying to do something that he shouldn't be.
He's the one guy that I need to step up on in this next 25 games. And they have to work on the turnovers because if they get that turnover number down, where are teams scoring almost 30 points a game off of their turnovers, 20-some points a game off their turnovers?
It was 26 the other night off of their 15, and they only forced 9.
Yeah.
And scored 12.
That's the issue. They have to work on the turnovers. If they cut down the turnovers, I don't think anybody can beat us. That's all I
got
to say, guys.
You got it, Chris. Thanks for the call,
Thanks,
man.
Chris.
Really appreciate it. The turnovers have always been a thing. Indeed, you know, you're going to get this from young players. And as much as Simmons and Embiid have the ball in their hands, they touch the ball so much, these things are going to happen.
And pace plays some part of it. But I would agree. The biggest ones for me with Joel is when, one, he puts it on the floor for too many dribbles facing up. And two, and he has gotten better, but he sometimes looks clumsy passing out of a double team.
Yeah, he doesn't recognize it enough, and he's unsure. And then the other thing is when a turnover does happen, he starts gesturing to his teammate like they did something wrong. Right. I always love that one. That's always the best one. And you're right, though, and I've said this before, too, D, and I know you have when listening to you when you're on, that there are times, D, since Embiid has been on the floor consistently where I can time his dribbles.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I know, and I'm like, okay, one, two, dig down, boom, go get it.
Exactly.
Right?
Messing around with it,
mm-hmm.
You know? Like even the one against Al Horford, and they did admit that he got fouled later.
The rip-through.
Oh, by the way, last night, I'll tell you, there was 4 missed calls in one of the NBA games last night. Unbelievable.
The nationally televised games?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Four.
Of course.
Oh, actually, no, it was in the Milwaukee-Boston game.
On Thursday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On that last play with Kyrie's shot, there mm-hmm. were 4 missed things that happened on that possession.
Jeez. There was one last night with the Toronto game where Kawhi Leonard had a backcourt, clearly a backcourt violation.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't even say anything.
Unbelievable.
They didn't do anything. 610-632-0975. And now we have Boban Marjanovic jerseys being sold. How about this?
Wow.
Look at that.
That's right awesome.
Away. You got a Boban Marjanovic jersey. Man, look at this. See? He's a fan favorite, D. You dropped 19 and 12 on the Miami Heat, and you don't jump and dunk, and everybody loves you.
And how about how you can throw it high? They have learned that very quickly as teammates. Just make sure it's high.
Here's my problem with this. Here's my problem with that, because we saw it in the Miami game. He's so big, and you throw it up high. You lose a little bit of your aggressiveness by trying to force the ball to him because he is so big at the rim.
Right.
I saw 2 possessions where Jimmy Butler had a layup opportunity, and I saw Ben Simmons with his normal flip right-hand baby jump hook from about 3-4 feet
and
away.
Gave it
and
up
instead
with the
tried
high
to
pass.
Throw it up to Boban. Now, Boban got fouled, and he went to the free throw line and converted the free throws. However, take the shot.
Yeah.
You get too unselfish when you have a big guy like that right there at the rim. The only thing. I'm picking, but that's the only thing.
Both of those guys had good to great in their head in the moment.
Yes, I understand it. I got it. But then I'm like, nah, you should have shot that basketball. 610-632-097. What did you think of his game, though, overall with the 19 and 12 and the 11 in the first quarter that he had?
All right, so first of all, I know, the first quarter he was on fire.
Come on.
He moves really so much better than you would think when you just look at him for how big a man he is. Back in the day, my dad had George Mirson.
Yes, in Washington.
Who was a heck of a player.
Yeah.
I don't think Boban is as good as George. I mean, I don't know that the world knows how good George was. But that he moves as good as George did, even though they have these massive bodies and look like they can't get up and down the floor, I think that's the thing that I noticed the most.
Yeah. Okay. That he can move a little bit better than you thought.
Than I would have thought.
Sure.
And he has great hands.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you throw it up. I mean, he has great hands. And I thought I started it off with the ability to make a free throw is because all you can do if you're trying to stop him when he's that close to the rim is hang on his arm.
That's it.
That's what they did.
That's it. Yeah, and he's a pretty good passer, too. I don't think people realize that as well, especially with the height advantage that he has when they do go high-low and guys rub off of his man and try to – there was one specifically when Tobias Harris got the ball from him over the top. Perfect pass, layup attempt.
Nice.
Easy, right?
Nice.
Perfect,
perfect. Actually, that may be the best matchup today is the two guys in the middle, Boban versus Yusuf.
Yeah, I know, because I don't want CJJ chasing around CJ McCollum.
Oh, my God, that's going to be...
But vice versa, because
he's
it goes the other way as well.
Yeah.
Goes the other way as well.
I got to tell you my last thing about JJ. I'd love to have a Fitbit on him for a game and know how many steps in a game.
That'd be great. Didn't they have something like that a couple of years ago?
No, it is in the back of his jersey, and I'm sure I could ask.
Yeah.
But Fitbit.
Put the Fitbit on him.
Yeah,
it's like a wristband. It's no big deal. Nobody get hurt. 610-632-0975. D-line of Devon Givens live from the center. Sixers Blazers at 1. We have 1 hour down, 45 minutes to go before the game. We are broadcasting live from PJ Willihan's right by section 105-106. So if you're coming down to check out the game, come on down and say hi to D-line and while we're here, right here on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Gary Barbera said, love it and lease it.
And you waited.
Gary Barbera went presidential.
And you waited.
Hello.
Well,
now, Barbera saying goodbye. Five-star February with over
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$16,666.
Boom.
For the end of Ram Truck Month.
Your choice.
A do-anything-go-anywhere Jeep Grand Cherokee.
A big, bed bodacious Dodge Durango.
America's favorite Chrysler minivan.
And high, wide, and handsome Rams, Rams, and more Rams.
You pick it, baby, at Barbera.
From a crazy $16,666.
I'm not kidding.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges.
And Rams, Rams, and more Rams.
$16,666.
And easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Is Barbera's on the boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
I'm Gary Barbera.
And
we approve this message.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
Hello.
$16,666.
Do you owe the IRS or state back taxes that you can't afford to pay? If so, listen carefully, because you may qualify to have your debt dramatically reduced by up to 90%. You heard right. The IRS has made it easier than ever to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program may end any collection efforts against you, resolve your tax problem, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. And all you have to do is make one phone call to Victory Tax Solutions. The IRS can garnish your bank account, pension, and savings. So don't wait. If you have unfiled tax returns or unpaid tax debt to the IRS or state, these special programs are available to you now. Stop your worrying and call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions today to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands of dollars. For this free information, call 800-780-3232. 800-780-3232. 800-780-3232.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
At Simple Mobile, you get the no-contract advantage. Unlimited talk and text plus 3 gigabytes of high-speed data now for $20 a month for the first 3 months. Just $20 a month on a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network and no contract. That's our best deal ever. Learn more at simplemobile.com. Simple Mobile, out with the old, in with the simple.
Requires new auto re-up enrollment by 3/31/19. $23.75 per month after first 3 months. Credit card and Simple Mobile account required for enrollment. See terms and conditions of service at simplemobile.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah.
That's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
You sports bettors are our people. We know you're debating tourney seats, spring training rosters, and especially who's cutting down the nets. Now's the time to get in on the action with William Hill, America's number one sports book. We've been taking bets for over 85 years. So this spring, download the William Hill app or go to WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Tax and tax additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XTS. 30,428 previous rental miles. 3.19% for 84 months. 319.50 for 84 months and 5.89% APR with $49.95 down. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
Held over through month end. Frank Kerbeck issues presidential savings. Over 180 Cadillacs reduced. 2018 Cadillac XTS all-wheel drive, just $26,800. Original MSRP was $53,740. You pay $26,800. That's half price, just $319 per month. Buys it. Financing as low as 3.19%. All-wheel drive Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP was $53,740. You pay just $26,800. That's half price, $319 per month. Buys it. Not a lease. You own it. Cadillac XTS was $53,700. You pay just $26,800. That's half price. Held over through month end at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Oh, yeah! Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win for the game.
97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. 97.5, the Fanatic. Devon Givens here with D. Lynam. Live at the center, Sixers Blazers tip off at 1 o'clock right here in South Philadelphia. D, it's going to be a good one this afternoon. Love the afternoon game. I love it. Get the whole day to yourself after the early start.
Yeah, I like the afternoon game. I can tell you a few who didn't. I was telling you, Allen Iverson hated the 12:30 or the 1 o'clock start.
What about the 3:30? Did he mind that? Could he be covered by the 3:30?
No, 3:30. Yeah,
3:30 was good.
I just didn't think he was a morning person.
Well. Oh, yeah, that 3:30 is better than.
Yeah.
He's an afternoon guy for sure. 610-632-0975. We're just getting your overall, your general thoughts on the 76ers at 38-21, 59 games in, 23 games remaining. And they're all important at this point. In the past, D, they were important because you're trying to just build morale. You're trying to get some wins. You're trying to learn how to win. Now you're learning how to win, and you're trying to get specific seating, and you're trying to gain some camaraderie with the new players that you have on the team after the trade deadline and all. So there's a different meaning to it, and now you're also doing it without Joel Embiid. So 23 games to go. Every one of them are important.
They really are. And how you play. I feel like last year, remember how Cleveland didn't seem like they cared where they were going to finish in terms of the seeds?
Yep.
But they wanted to make sure they were playing their best basketball, had worked out their kinks from adding people at trade deadline. And as long as we do that part of it, we'll take it from there. And they did. And, well, they also had a guy, number 23.
And that's what I was going to throw at you. So you certainly have him. Do you have enough here to also feel like you can have that same approach to what you're trying to do by not worrying about the seeding, just simply playing your best basketball and taking your chances as you get there?
Well, I think then I would go back to the one of the callers who said it really is that one piece, the crown jewel, has to be ready to be at his best. With everything else working itself out. Now, I know it's different because you have to get him the ball. Mm-hmm. But he has to have the mentality of getting down on the low block, being the one who dictates matchups, being the one who is the problem for the other people.
Let me ask you this before we get back to the phone. 610-632-0975. D-Line of Devon Givens live at P.J. Willihan's inside the Wells Fargo Center, section 105-106. Let me ask you this. What do you think about his shape?
His
in terms
shape?
Of it, the fitness, the best fitness base that Brett likes to talk about.
I think he was in better shape at the beginning of the year. But I also think, and I don't know what you do about this, but no practicing, as much as they don't practice because the season goes as it goes, I think it affects people like him.
And this is the most basketball he's ever played in his life.
True. True.
Right? So, to your point of not worrying about the seating and all and just going out there and playing your best, that might come into play because you need to make sure by April 10th, when the regular season is done, he is in best postseason basketball shape, because we didn't get to see him against Miami due to the injury that much with breaking his face, Markelle Fultz, thank you. And then against Boston,
it was a parting gift.
There you go. And then against Boston, it was a physical series, and they were able to neutralize him in certain ways because Al Horford is so good at what he does. So they're right. He has to be in his best fitness level, fitness base, and make sure he's good to go.
And the reason I single him out, Devon, is because what we see in postseason is that the team's best player is the guy who is doing it best. Quite frankly, because Kyrie was out last year, that was Al Horford for them.
Yep.
So, and was he at his best?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
And you see that in series. Look at the Miami series. Ben Simmons was the best player on the floor. Yep. And it showed throughout that series when they won in five games. He was the absolute best. And when they got to the next round, things get a little more sophisticated. They have to do other things. And the cream of the crop rises. And that was Al Horford specifically for the Boston Celtics maintaining things in that series. Yep. Yep. 610-632-0975. Dan on the cell is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Devon and D. Big fan here. Big fan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
A couple questions. So, is there any chance, number one, any chance that we resign Bobo after the year? Number two, Butler and Harris, you know, I think we're going to end up being the third seed just looking at the schedule between the Celtics, Pacers, and the Sixers. But hypothetically, if we lose to the Raptors in the second round, you know, say in six games, who do you resign? Do you resign Butler? Do you resign Harris? I feel like you almost have to resign one of them. And also, last question, Butler, and you guys are insiders, how does he get along? You know, because everyone says he's a malcontent, you know his history. How does he really get along with the other Sixers players? Thanks.
You got it, man. Appreciate the call, Dan.
Should we go in reverse order? I'll start with Butler just because everything I have seen from him is he's a good teammate. Now, that's not to say that his personality isn't one where he likes to talk and wants to have a conversation about something he doesn't like. But I think I take him at his word. I take Brett at his word that all the conversation or anything he wants to discuss that isn't going well, and I'll go back to what happened in Portland, was actually when it all started, that it was a conversation. And I do remember asking Jimmy about it. He said, the funny thing was, it had nothing to do with my role offensively. I was telling Brett that we should be a better defensive team than we are, including my defensive presence on this team. So they didn't even get the conversation right of what it went down to. It was really about that.
Yeah, and if you also remember in that report that they were also speaking about where he kind of leaned on TJ McConnell to help out a little bit because he felt like it wasn't really his place to share what he thought, more so TJ having that presence. So to the point of how does he get along with the teammates, I agree. Everything that I've heard is they like him a lot.
Yeah.
Ben has leaned on him. TJ loves him.
He's helped Ben a lot.
He's helped Ben a lot. So, right, you hear different things, and everything that you've heard are good things.
Right. Now, if the gentleman is asking historically, do you have to take that into account when you are considering a long-term deal?
Yes, yes.
So that is a fair question, but I don't think it's one that should be addressed in this moment, because in this moment, I want this team to have a deep run, and he's a big part of that, and right now he is just fine. That is a question for after the fact.
Yes, and as far as Boban was the question, re-signing him at the end of the year?
Yeah, I don't know if he would take a lower number. He gets 7 right now.
Yeah, I don't know if 7 is a good number.
That's a high number for your backup center. That's technically, Embiid's always going to play average at 35. Least 34. Yeah, 34, 35.
Yeah, so
that number might be too high.
Nah, that might be too rich for me. I would try to do my best if this run goes well and he plays well. Like, I can't expect 19 and 12, but just do your role as a backup to Embiid. And again, the first thing that was thrown at me, D, when the trade was made is, I don't know. This was somebody around the league. I don't know how much he can play every single night.
Yeah, right. You'll have a good idea.
Because he's a bigger guy, right?
Yeah, right.
And it's matchup specific.
It is.
Because I don't want him running against Al Horford because it's not going to work. It's just not going to work, right? You can't. Well,
first of all, Al will take him out to the three-point line offensively.
Yes, they do it now with Embiid.
Right, exactly.
And that's just smart coaching to pull your rim protector away from the basket. That's just smart. You just do that.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. Tim in Bethlehem, thanks for hanging on, man. You're on the Fanatic.
Dean and Devon, it's wonderful listening to you guys, I must say.
Thank you.
Today, I'll tell you what, I'm rooting for the Sixers, but I have to have a shout-out to C.J. McCollum. His number's being retired at Lehigh University tomorrow afternoon, and
nice.
We're excited
that
to
is
have
great.
Him back here. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to C.J. He was a great ambassador for Lehigh University, I'll tell you.
I'm a big C.J. McCollum guy. I wanted the Sixers. I remember, D and Tim, they didn't even work him out.
No, they didn't.
They didn't work him out. The Sixers didn't.
I don't know if that's because they knew
that he would go that spot
exactly.
high.
Exactly.
I think I think Timmy went one spot higher in that draft ahead of the Sixers.
Yeah, he just was terrific, and he played in obscurity up here. You know, the crowds and really didn't, you know, weren't that big crowd, but it was fun watching him, and it's been great to see him succeed in the NBA. That's for sure.
Yeah, he's in a great situation, too, I think. I mean, I'd like to be in the backcourt with Damian Lillard. The two of them help each other out and make each other look good.
You're right. But thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for the good job you do.
Thank you.
No problem, Tim. And listen, before we get to CJ, I just got a tweet, D, for both of us that from Tim Kylie on Twitter. It says, well, Amir makes what he made last year, 11, as a backup. So...
You know what I mean?
Amir was taking one-year deals where Boban is going to want a long-term deal, I would guess, at least a three-year deal for him coming in here and doing what he does. So that's
Amir's on the minimum this year.
No, last year.
Oh, yeah,
11.
Yeah.
When he brought it last year.
Oh, totally. But that my point being that if you, and the guy, we didn't answer this, that according to Elton Brand, he has discussed this with ownership, that they are willing to sign both Butler and Harris.
Yep.
That they are willing to do that. So my point being, after you do that, the amount of cash for the rest of your roster becomes a little more difficult. And before Boban, as much as I love him, I need to try to get J.J. Redick back.
D, I was going right there. I was about to say, you know my favorite. You got to figure that one out first.
And this time, he was on a one-year deal at 12.
Last year, 23.
Right, which was fine. I got no problem with that. So two years and having 30 million. But it might be the time that he'll go with a lower number than that, but you might have to give him two.
2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Third year option, maybe. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, somewhere around there. Absolutely. 610-632-0975. The Blazers are in town. C.J. McCollum is in town. Damian Lillard. They are fantastic. The guards give the Sixers defense problems.
And I got another number for them. You better do your work on the defensive glass because the Blazers will go to the offensive glass. They had 19 offensive rebounds against Brooklyn the other night.
Yeah, see?
No Joel Embiid, I'm saying, mm-hmm. So you better be prepared. Mm-hmm. And they'll score second chance points off that.
Yeah, well, Tobias Harris and Boban Marjanovic did a nice job against the Miami Heat. They have to duplicate that this afternoon against the Portland Trailblazers. We'll take your phone call, 610-632-0975, section 105-106 by P.J. Willihans is where D. Lineham, Devon Gibbons, we are 97.5, the Fanatic ahead of Sixers Blazers this afternoon.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Listen up, everyone. Here's something we can all get behind. It's the President's Month Save-a-thon at Gateway Kia. There's no illusion. You're going to save bag loads of cash. It's really big, and I know a great deal when I see one.
Now through Monday night, rush in for the President's Month Save-a-thon at Gateway Kia. Lease the only 2019 Kia Forte for only $179 a month with no money down. Or grab a 2019 Kia Sportage for only $199 a month with no money down. Get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000.
Save huge at Gateway Kia, where they make car buying great again.
2019 Kia Forte, $179 a month. 2019 Kia Sportage, $199 a month. No money down. Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Or online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
Leases are 39 months, 10,000 miles a year, zero security deposit, tax, DMV fees are additional. Trades based on gals values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with tier 1 credit approval only. Total amount due at signing must take delivery on 2/28/2019.
What a night.
Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Sports betting is here, now at Parks Casino and the South Philadelphia Turf Club. We'll have all your favorite ways to bet. Spread, money line, totals, props, parlays, and teasers. Bet on all your favorite college and professional teams, NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, NCAA, and more. Plus, use your mobile bet slip builder to see Parks' real-time sports odds from anywhere. More action than ever at Pennsylvania's number one casino with all new sports betting. Parks Casino, bet with the best. Free road exit on 595 for the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLE.
What a night. If you're looking for great times or a great meal, if you're into big jackpots or big music hits, whether you're into hot bands or hot dice, Parks is Pennsylvania's number one casino with brand new tables and slots, world-class pizza, the new Liberty Bell Gastro Pub, and the Excite Center featuring the hottest acts. The best is better than ever. Parks Casino. What a night. Street Road exit off 95 in the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's take the worst experience, buying life insurance, and change it. Now it's quick, easy, and fast. It's Fast Life. No medical exams, no pushy insurance salespeople. Fast Life is over the phone, quick and easy, and up to $1 million of life insurance with no medical exam. Fast Life makes buying life insurance quick, easy, and fast with highly rated insurance companies you know and trust. Call now, 800-254-9567, or go to fastlife.life. Even if you have coverage, Fast Life may be able to save you money by shopping highly rated companies. 800-254-9567. Even if you've been denied coverage, Fast Life may be able to obtain it for you. Call Fast Life and get approved quickly. For a free, no obligation quote, call 800-254-9567 or go to fastlife.life. That's 800-254-9567 or fastlife.life.
February is for the Flyers.
Shot the nine by heart.
On Tuesday, February 19th, the Orange and Black host one of the top teams in the league as they take on the Tampa Bay Lightning.
They score!
The Flyers kick off the March home slate on Wednesday, March 6th at 7:30 with a crucial home game against the Washington Capitals.
Here's Steve! Scores! Game winner!
Tickets are still available. Get yours now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com/ticks. That's PhiladelphiaFlyers.com/TIS.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Family owned since 1883. J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville has provided an outstanding ownership experience for over 135 years. A proud recipient of the 2017 President's Award and located just 1 mile north of the Montgomery Mall on Route 309. Visit jlfriedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
JL Fried Honda Montgomeryville, simply exceptional.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A $304 million Powerball win means you might be faced with some tough decisions, like which of the 10 luxury cars in your garage will you drive each day? So take a chance, because anything can happen in Jersey.
The home of Brian Westbrook, 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
.1218, 97.5 The Fanatic. D-line him, Devon Givens. We're here at PJ Willihan's inside the center by section 105-106. Great crowd around us here, D. You see the pop shot going on, some air hockey as well, some good food being partaking of some good food right here in front of us. Nobody offered us any, but it's all good. It's all good.
They probably heard that you had your tasty cakes to kick off the show.
And you had your bar and you're all good. Yeah, so we're solid. We're definitely solid. 610-632-0975. Again, D-line of Devon Givens live here at the center. Sixers and Blazers are, of course, the focus this afternoon as they get started at 1 o'clock with the tip-off. Brian Seltz with the pregame coverage. That will start around 12:50. We'll carry you up to 12:45. D, the question I had to ask you as well before we get to Josh in Collegeville on the phones. A few lines have opened up if you guys want to jump in and say a few things before the game. Ben Simmons at the five. So we bring up that lineup again of Simmons, Bolden, Mike Scott, Jonathan Simmons, James Ennis. You know what Brett Brown is doing. He's going athletic. He's going with the small ball, and I like the idea. Preferably, it would be Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler somewhere mixed in with that group.
One of them. Yeah.
But I like the idea of Ben at the five spot because of the flow and the nature of today's NBA, the fact that he is 6'11", and there are those times where you can get away with a few minutes there, give Embiid a break, and not have Boban or Amir Johnson or Jonah Bolden on the floor, the same where you can go Jimmy Butler at the point guard spot and not have TJ on the floor, take the ball out of Ben's hands. How do you look at Ben at the five, and how much can they get away with it, and can they get away with it from time to time in the postseason?
Well, let's look at it from, do we want to say 10 minutes? If you did it for 10 minutes.
Over the course of a game?
Like, too much?
Not too much.
You do?
I go like a nice firm, like seven minutes.
Okay.
Max, 7 minute max.
I feel better about it if a Tobias is out there with him.
Yes.
So then.
And you can have him basically as the four man.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So I do think, and the other day it looked a little strange because it was all four of those other guys, and I hear you with the athleticism, and maybe if they have been around a little longer and looked like they were a cohesive unit, it looked disjointed to me when it was happening. But him at the five, he's a matchup problem for people. That would be my point.
He is.
Yeah.
He is, because who's at a, let's use Miami as an example. Kelly Olynyk is the five.
I'm perfectly fine
with that matchup.
Yeah, he can't keep up with that.
I love that matchup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in two ways. One, in the open floor, and two, go post him.
Yes, it's any open floor. It's cross-matching at that point because now the rebound is coming off. They're trying to figure out if Justice Winslow or James Johnson is trying to recover and get to him.
To get him.
Meanwhile, he's already a full steam ahead.
He's a sprint.
Going down the floor trying to get his, or snapping it off to J.J. Redick in the corner, Tobias Harris, whoever might be out there on the floor. I love it.
I would like to
see.
And
it's a way to make the defense and the coach think a little bit.
I'm trying to think if there would be another. Now, that one, as you pointed out, was all for athleticism.
Yes.
What if you did it where it was more geared to Ben at the five with shooters? He'd be the only non-shooter out there. So Tobias.
J.J.
Butler, and then pick one of those guys. Mike Scott. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that either.
I'd like to see that for,
because that's where you know your back to the basket player is Ben.
And the spacing, those guys could space that so well. You move that ball, I mean, that's gonna be painful for somebody.
Yes, and they're moving so much. The defense at some point, Ben on the block is gonna get the ball in a much better spot for him that works out offensively for him to possibly get a basket.
And the other thing is let's just say you put the ball in Tobias's hands. Ben can roll.
Yes, we've seen it. That's what I've been calling for, that with Jimmy Butler, because we've already seen it work.
Yep.
We've already seen it work. And the other thing, Josh, we'll get to you in a second. We're just throwing some stuff out there, and it's fun.
This is the stuff you draw on napkins when you're sitting around having a
this
beer.
This is a napkin show. D-Line of Devon Gibbons right here at the center. This is a napkin show right here. It's Anthony Gilbert from Hoop Magazine pops up. So, the other thing, and as you talk about the growth and the development in the offseason, getting better, the jump shot and all, here's the other thing I know I like to bring up, because you saw more, you travel with the team, covering the team, and I saw more so with the home games. Thaddeus Young, right?
Yep.
Back to the basket, off the dribble, their intermediate game. He would catch the ball in spots where it did not matter. He knew where he was. Left hook, right hook, either shoulder. It was always the same feathery touch from Thaddeus Young dropping it in, right?
Absolutely.
And when I say I don't mind Ben Simmons not shooting the basketball, if he turns out to do that make his free throws,
oh my God, then
I'm good.
You're real good.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Thaddeus would get like 8 to 12 points off of those types of shots.
And maybe that's part of it, Devon. Maybe he's trying to develop a shot that is everywhere on the court, as opposed to pick a spot. right? Pick a spot on both sides.
Own that spot first.
Own it.
Gotcha.
That's what, and you might say, well, they'll know that's where I want to go. So what?
They know. T.J. McConnell likes to get to left or right, free throw line extended, and he even throws the ball ahead and catches up to the ball on his dribble to take the jump shot.
So, and people know it.
It's always the same, and you notice in the scouting report, and you still can't stop it.
Right.
I don't know. 610-632-0975. It's the Napkin Show. D-line them, Devine Givens, as we draw things up on the napkin. Josh in Collinsville next on the Fanatic. What's up, Josh?
Well,
hey, Josh, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. How you guys doing?
Great.
So I wanted to say that this is ideal for me. The Sixers at 4, the Pacers at 5. Play the Pacers first round, Bucks second round, and then deal with the Celtics or Raptors in the third round. And then I wanted to say, I'm sorry, I'm rambling on here. But it's Franklin's birthday today, the mascot. I miss hip-hop. I miss hip-hop. I don't have any problems with Franklin, the mascot, but I miss hip-hop. And then one thing to let you guys go, you have to, all right, so pick one of these three players. They all had, you know, time with the Sixers here. They didn't spend their whole career with the Sixers, but Rodney Rogers, John Salmon, or Rodney Carney, which one would you want on your bench now? All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Josh.
Rodney Carney or John Salmons?
John Salmons or Rodney Rogers?
I mean, I really don't want any of them.
No, but for this team,
Salmons had a longer career.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Rodney Carney had a spurt where he made shots. Did we trade him to Minnesota? Do you know?
Was he the Minnesota trade?
I don't know, but there was a stretch where he made shots. So from strictly a shooting standpoint, I'm going to go with Carney.
And I'm going with the athleticism and getting out in the open floor. For this game, for today's game team and how they like to run, I would go Rodney Carney as well. D, I agree with you on that one. That was a real napkin throw it out there kind of question.
Back in the day.
That really is. And I don't know what the whole hip-hop thing was, but all right.
I have to tell them, my kids loved that mascot.
Hip-hop?
Yeah. So sad that it was. I had to tell them he went to a new team. Like, you know, we traded him, basically.
Yeah, for Franklin, whose birthday is today. Yeah, so how about that?
Exactly.
610-632-0975. Bill is next on the cell. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, how you doing, Devon? How you doing, dude?
Doing well.
You know how I feel, about the Sixers. You know, again, we have to wait till the playoffs to see. But I just think, you know, like one of the things everybody always reiterates is that he's making strides, making baby steps with his jump shot. And technically, he still really hasn't shot a jump shot. I don't consider the fadeaway a jump shot.
I've seen him take a few of the set shots that he's taken. He's taken about 3 set shots.
When I think of jump shot, I think of, you know, he passes the ball, he gets it back, and he squares up, and he shoots. And, you know, again, he 99.9% of the time it's that fadeaway. And like he said, granted, he might never get that. And I just want to see that little, you know, the little push shot. He's 6'10". And like you said, you know, with the Thaddeus Young, that little jump, like his jump hook, which is, that's usually what he scores. A lot of times it almost seems it's out of luck because he's just throwing it up there. I want to see a consistency, you know, like a little teardrop shot, like, you know, that what's the face at for San Antonio?
Tony Parker.
Tony Parker. He's 6'10", and, he passes up. He kills us in the half court. You know that, Devon. He kills us in the half court because they don't have to respect him. And
You'd have to respect him if he went down on the low block.
Yeah, but against the Torontos, the Boston, the good teams, they let him post up. Just don't let him get too deep.
Right.
Because he doesn't have that, even that 5-foot little jump hook. He's too inconsistent. He doesn't have that yet. So a lot of the good teams, he can't score. You know, they'll just give him that. You know, because, again, they're finishing. He gets to the hoop against the bad teams, but against the good teams, they kind of, you know, force him off balance because they know he doesn't want to go to the free throw line. So it kind of hurts against the good teams. Now, you know, as far as, you know, I think Butler's got to step it up, you know, especially with a beat out. You know, I think it's time for him to start earning, you know, what he wants, the contract. And you know, like, again, you know, like, I know everybody has a bad shooting night, but, you know, you have a bad shooting night against Miami Heat without a beat, sort of inexcusable, especially, you know, with Jimmy Butler. You know, like to me, I would think he didn't make the All-Star team, as they mentioned the other night, for the first time in 5 years. I would have a little chip on my shoulder if I'm Jimmy Butler. I play with a little bit of a chip, and I start to dominate like Jimmy Butler can.
Well, Bill, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Again, like I said, I'm cool with him doing what he's been doing, but there are those times where I see things, I'm like, all right, this is where I need him to take over.
Assert himself a little more.
Uh-huh.
I am in favor of guys who do let the game come to them and not hurting other people.
The flow?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Sure, I guess there are times. And in the beginning, when he first got here, he had a couple of game winners and wasn't shy in the moment, mm-hmm. and has shown you he's capable.
Mm-hmm.
I love that he can go to the line like he did the one game, 14-14. You know,
yeah.
He has that in him for sure. Yeah, I don't have a problem with Jimmy right now.
I don't have a problem. I think I'm greedy and I want more.
Yeah.
Because I know he's capable.
As long as Moore isn't taking away from... Well,
sure.
I see Moore in this time when Embiid's out. I could see that.
And Moore, if there is that point where Bill is talking about where in the half court they stall,
yep.
because that's what it's going to be in the playoffs, and Bennett is not capable at that moment of doing it for you,
then
I know Jimmy can do it.
Yep.
I know Jimmy can do it.
Yep.
610-632-0975. We're by section 105-106 here at P.J. Willihan's. D-Lineham, Devon Givens, Sixers. Blazers in 30 minutes. Brian Seltzer will have the pregame coverage coming up around 12:50. We'll carry you up until then. And as we talk about that, Jimmy Butler at the point guard spot is something else that has been out there, and we'll address that a little bit more on the other side as well. Plus, we'll get into let's get into what Bill was talking about a little bit about Ben and certain things that he can develop just to help the team out from time to time. 610-632-0975. D-Lineham, Devon Givens. We're here at P.J. Willihan's. 105-106 is the section right here in the center on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Gary Barbera said, love it and lease it.
And you waited.
Gary Barbera went presidential.
And you waited.
Hello.
Well, now, Barbera saying goodbye, five-star February with over
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$16,666.
Boom.
For the end of Ram Truck Month.
Your choice.
A do-anything, go-anywhere Jeep Grand Cherokee.
A big, bad, bodacious Dodge Durango.
America's favorite Chrysler minivan.
And high, wide, and handsome Rams, and more Rams.
You pick it, baby, at Barbera. Barbera
from a crazy
$16,666.
I'm not kidding.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges.
Rams, and more Rams.
$16,666.
And easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Is Barbera's on the boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
Real purchase price tag of $44.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
Hello.
$16,666.
When it's cold outside, it's time to play inside. This Friday through Sunday, save hundreds on the best in-game room furniture and decor at the annual store-wide sale at Royal Billiard and Recreation. Everything's discounted. Game tables, pool and shuffleboard tables, hot tubs by Nordic, bars, kitchen and bar stools, darts and more. All on sale. Royal Billiard and Recreation, your ultimate game room store for over 35 years. Don't miss the huge savings this weekend. Visit RoyalBilliard.com for details. RoyalBilliard.com.
Here we go. Biggest play of the night. It's up, and it's good!
Blue Chew wants you to get in the game. That's why you can now get the same active ingredients in Viagra and Cialis without a trip to the doctor or the pharmacy. Blue Chew chewables can work up to twice as fast, so there's no getting benched for another player. Visit BlueChew.com and use the promo code GO to get your first order free. Just pay $5 shipping. Go to BlueChew.com and be the MVP.
It's up and it's good.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
You sports bettors are our people.
We know you're debating tourney seats, spring training rosters, and especially who's cutting down the nets. Now's the time to get in on the action with William Hill, America's number one sports book. We've been taking bets for over 85 years. So this spring, download the William Hill app or go to WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
The Snow Country Ski Report is brought to you by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Lee Erickson with the Fanatic Ski Report. Visit Trane.com to find a local heating and air conditioning dealer near you. The one constant through this ski weekend is change. We'll go from that cool, dry feeling to a bit milder, sometimes wetter, but the other constant, the deep, complete coverage that still dominates on every trail. Spring Mountain rolls with 7 trails under the lights till 9 with Bear Creek on 23 runs, 100% open, plus day and night tubing. Shawnee Mountain, 23 trails, also 100% open at Blue Mountain. Folks love Dreamweaver for a great blue cruise there. West Mountain, New York, 31 trails, White Base from their high summit, 82 runs.
What good is making more memories if you're the only one who will remember them? Come together at Killington this winter. The more friends, the merrier. Save up to 40% on lift tickets when you purchase in advance at Killington.com.
Lee Erickson with a 97.5 The Fanatic Ski Report.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem, end all collections, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-300-5056. 800-300-5056. That's 800-300-5056.
Voted Best Sports Talk Station by you. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, we got some afternoon hoops here at the center. D-line of Devon Givens live from P.J. Willihan, Section 105, 106. Man, I'm telling you, I love an afternoon game, D. You've already said you love it as well. Not Allen Iverson. Well, he's not playing, so it's going to be.
He could be in the house.
He could be in the house. Yeah, well, maybe the third quarter if he gets things going. But it's going to be a fun game again against the Portland Trailblazers. So hopefully you guys are able to get down here, check the game out. This weekend's programming is brought to you by Gary Barbera's on the Boulevard. You saw Gary Barbera at the auto show. 300 Jeeps cheap. $200 discounted Dodges during Barbera's Ram Truck Month. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess. 610-632-0975. Jimmy Butler at the point guard spot from time to time. How do you look at that matchup-wise for other teams? That could be problematic. And if Ben is on the floor from time to time when Butler is playing the point, how do you look at that one, and do you like it when he is running the ball a little bit?
I do. I also think it's interesting because I think the two of them like playing with each other. I mean, I think you can sense that, kind of like JJ and Joel have their thing. I think Ben and Jimmy have a little something, not in certain terms of the dribble handoffs necessarily, but that they like trying to figure it out on the court together. The one thing, do you think of Jimmy as a really good outside shooter?
No.
Right, a scorer.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So the only thing when you have him and Ben together, it's two guys who are trying to do it the same way. That's the only thing I...
Yeah, put your shoulder down, put your head down,
go.
Get to the basket.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I understand it. But at least we do know that Jimmy is willing to take that jump shot. Some of it is off the bounce, and he'll just find a spot, he'll get to his spot and take that jumper.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do like him doing running the point a little bit because it gives that defense. I just love the fact that when you have so many different things that you can give these defenses different things to think about.
Sure, which is what the other night Tobias had the ball in his hands. I think McConnell was out there with him, but generally speaking, it was Tobias who was out in the open floor with the ball.
Yeah, I like that. At 6'9", being able to run the floor the way he does.
TJ's there so just smooth. For like security blanket.
Yep, absolutely. He is. He is actually, and that's what he's been his entire career.
Which is fine with me.
He's a security blanket, TJ McConnell. How about that? 610-632-0975. We'll get to again about Ben and some of the things that he can do on the floor
I
to
think
help.
He does the jump hook a little better than that guy thought. You know,
Bill, yeah, I do. I do. It's just not as fluid as we brought with Thaddeus.
I do think, it's not as fluid as that.
No.
But that he does and is willing to take that. Like
I think the best for him, my opinion, I'll see what you think, is the over the right shoulder left hook.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I thought the one, it was probably the Boston game, where he seemed too greedy of trying to get closer and closer to the rim, kept backing down, and then he turned it over.
Yep, yep.
It happened on multiple occasions.
And he did the same thing against Boston, where he was aggressive, and
I think it was the Boston
game. And I love it, but it got him in trouble.
Got him in trouble.
It got
it's
him
like,
in trouble.
Dude, if you could just pull up at 8 feet, you don't have to keep trying to back further down.
And Bill was right with the teardrop, D.
Yeah.
He is. He's absolutely right. If he can develop that floater, because he's so ambidextrous, he can get the shot off with either hand. He's in the area where you want a floater or a teardrop to develop.
Sure.
He's there already. That's kind of like the point where I said when you look at Boban and you say, oh, I have Boban, I can throw it to Boban because he's right there.
Yep. Now I know exactly what you mean.
Teardrop it.
Yeah, take a peek at Paul George's teardrop last night.
Oh, that was beautiful. Over Rudy Gobert.
I know.
Left his feet.
You know how high that was?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. 610-632-0975. And by the way, I love Ben Simmons. So we're only talking about a second-year player
and
on the floor.
I'm curious if you think this. Like, Allen Iverson had to have a high floater because of his size.
Yeah.
Do you think Ben doesn't because he is big?
That's
that
a
he
good
never
point.
Thinks about that.
That's a good point because Allen would go high off the glass. And it was...
So nobody could touch it.
Yes. And it always went right through.
But it was coming from a smaller body.
Yes.
A bigger guy.
So he had to develop that.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Do I really need this?
Good point.
Yeah,
good
I'm
point.
Not sure.
Drew in Westchester is next on the Fanatic. Drew, good afternoon.
Hey, what's going on? Divine Day.
How are you?
How you guys doing today?
Good.
Just getting ready for an exciting day of Philly sports here.
Philly sports. Yeah, it looks like the Flyers game is still going on, Drew, so that's a great thing.
I'll be heading down there for that game.
Have fun.
Yeah, man. So looking forward to that. Hopefully the rain holds off for us.
Bring your slicker. So
right on. But I'll have to put that under my jersey or wherever my office figure that out. So, about the Sixers, one thing I've just been a little bit weary of lately is that they just haven't been able to hold on to these big leads that they've been able to accumulate. And then we've seen them come back, and maybe that's because I've had some money on a few of these games here, and I've seen them lose these big leads, and they're losing out by a couple, they're only winning by 4 or 6 points where they could have been winning by 10 or so. Not to say a win's not a win, but in the, come down the stretch there, it may hurt you, with some of these teams that can come back from these big, these big leads.
How much of that, though, Drew and D, do you kind of look at it and say they're still trying to figure each other out?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the one the other night in the third quarter, they only scored 16 points, which allowed Miami
they
to get back in.
Quarter by nine, right?
Yeah, yep. That was a terrible quarter. But then they followed that up with scoring 33 in the finals.
Yep.
So,
yeah, it always seems like that third quarter is our Achilles heel for some reason.
It used to be always. I thought they had gotten better about coming out of the locker room ready to go. These last couple, but I'll give Devon that what he said is true, that you're trying to figure out rotations, and I feel like there is a little bit experimenting going on that might be contributing to that.
All right, guys, have a great game, and be safe out there.
You too, man. Have fun at the
stadium series.
And as you said, bring the slicker.
Yeah, exactly.
Poncho, whatever you're going to do, bring something because it is going to rain.
Not an umbrella.
Work. No doubt about it. Nick in Pottstown, you'll be our final caller this afternoon. Nick, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Oh, listen, one question that I have for you guys, and D, I'm always been a big fan.
Thank you.
One thing I wonder about is, will Coach Brown ever be able to get like the immaturity out of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid when these guys like, instead of Ben Simmons distributing the ball and being a true point guard and really getting everyone involved, because when everybody's involved, they have 33, 35, even 40-point quarters that they score. But as soon as these guys get into their immature state status because they're frustrated or whatever, and they put their shoulders down, they don't look for their teammates, how does Coach Brown get it through to these guys that that's not the way to play basketball, that we got to get everybody involved and everybody has to work together as one unit? Because you can see in the Miami Heat game, Ben Simmons is frustrated. He puts his shoulder down, and he has a bad turnover, and he ends up with nine. I forget how many turnovers he had in the game.
He only had two against Miami.
Okay, but in bad games when he has, say,
11 against Toronto, 7 against Toronto. Yeah, I hear you.
In all those bad games when he has bad turnovers, it's because he's putting his shoulder down, he's not distributing the ball, and he gets frustrated because he's not getting his looks at the basket. So how does Coach Brown get him over that to be more of a leader and a distributor of the basketball instead of a guy who has to get his points?
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate the call, man.
Well, I think he's a pass-first guy always. I'm not going to say there's never any frustration on his part, but that he looks to get others the ball before his own points.
Yeah, I agree.
I would say that. And the other thing I will say in terms of sharing the basketball, I mean, they're fourth in the league in assists. There's many, many times they have 30, which is a good number.
Dude, that's one of the first things I always look at after the game.
Right.
See how many assists they had on many field
goals. I hear what you're saying. The high turnovers and that they do belong to him in many of these games and Embiid is definitely still a problem for this team.
And I put that a lot of it on youth. So the maturity, right, as Brett is talking about, is right. Just a factor of them getting older, experience, and that will go away.
And trying to do too much in certain moments.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Play within yourself, but don't be fancy. Yeah.
I agree.
Be a little more disciplined.
Dude, this was fun. Hopefully
this
we
was.
Get to do this a little more before some regular season games, some postseason games, and we will definitely talk to the people about making sure we do this a little bit more.
I like it. We can do a little more napkin talk.
This was the napkin show. So I hope you guys enjoyed the napkin show live from the center. Sixers, Blazers coming up next. Brian Seltzer with the pregame coverage starting next. And Tom McGinnis with the tip-off at 1 o'clock. A lot of people to thank. Zach and Rob, of course, for helping us out on the ground crew. We have Mike Von Flotto, Joe C. Engineering, and back at the studio, Dylan McKinnon producing the show. So coming up next, Brian Seltzer with the pregame coverage. And then, of course, Tom McGinnis on the game call. Enjoy the rest of the day. Good luck to the Flyers tonight. Have fun out there. D, thanks again. And we'll do this again.
We'll make sure we
do this.
Absolutely.
A
pleasure, Devon.
Appreciate it. Enjoy the game coming up next. I'll talk to you on Monday right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.